getting there, of the old with the new, the old tabernacle with the new tabernacle, the old sacrifices contrasted with the new sacrifices. And we also saw the temporary status of the old temple. By its very design, it was created just to be around for a while. It was actually created to point towards something else. It was not only the temple that was temporary, but it was a people that were ministering inside the temple that were temporary also. They were also pointing toward something and someone else. So God, even in the formation and the structure of the temple, was really trying to tell us a couple of things. It's not for you to grab a hold of and like, this is what, you know, this is our thing, and I'm basing all my hopes and dreams on this temple. And God creates the thing to be temporary. We still have that problem today, don't we? He gave us a little something. We hold on to that thing like it's you are mine. He said, no, it's temporary. The only thing I want you to hold on to is me. Pastor, I'm not going to be long because I want to hear this. Pastor, amen. Hebrews chapter 9, beginning at verse 15. Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. For where a will is involved, the death of the one who made it must be established. For a will takes effect only at death, since it is not in force as long as the one who made it is alive. Therefore, not even the first covenant was inaugurated without blood. For when every commandment of the law had been declared by Moses to all the people, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the covenant that God commanded for you. And in the same way he sprinkled with the blood both the tent and all the vessels used in worship. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. This was necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these rites. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has entered into the holy place made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Now was it to offer himself repeatedly as a high priest enters into the holy place every year with blood, not his own? For then he would have to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly awaiting him. Wow. That was verse 28, wasn't it? Everybody still standing up like you're stunned or something. Amen, amen, amen. For a short theme for this morning's word, the final mediator. The final mediator. He got in between Audrey and this fist-bearing sister here, and he just brought them together. Brought them together. They were natural enemies, Brother Taylor. But it's interesting. God brought them together. Christ was the mediator between God and man, being both God and man. That in itself is that a paradox? They call that a paradox, Pastor? He's 100% man and 100% God. 100% man and 100% God. I can't quite explain that, but all I know is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Big as God is, he was in Jesus reconciling the world. I was over to Whittier's house, and I actually got a chance to get a word in edgewise talking to Ernest. And that was not a barb. That was just a comment. I said to those that are around the table, this big God who made everything, and without him, nothing else existed. Now he's in the body of Jesus Christ. And then, in the Colossians, it says the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in him. And listen, you all, this is your God. He did this for you. Well, I'm not the smartest guy, so those things just shake me up, you know. They just shake me up because it's so big. Listen, why in the world do we let our problems get bigger than God? I don't care what I got to face on the job. Why do I let my problems get bigger than God? He himself, who came in the form of Jesus, the Son of God. I'm just here to remind y'all of some things this morning. Interesting. They call it a will. Call it a will. The prodigal son wanted his money. He wanted his money before the father was dead and he got his inheritance. Now that's the extreme part of it. The only way a will should be actually transacted is if the one who made it dies. Jesus said, it's expedient for me to go away. If I don't go away, then the comforter won't come, which was a promise. Now, if the will is in force, somebody got to die. Who's going to die? Is it going to be you? Is it going to be me? No, I don't think so. The only person that can die as a result of this and save me was the one who made it, really. He's the only one that can die. And that's interesting, that God would come to die for us. For us! Isn't it Romans 5, 6, and 7? Let's go there real quick. Romans 5, 6, 7. That was the Old Testament mediator, too, and that was Moses. And he was just a type of the one who was coming. His very humanity says that his life itself was just temporary. And those things that he could mediate would be temporary at best because he was a temporary guy. But he was pointing toward someone who was coming, a whole nother mediator. Somebody got that? Brother Ernest, could you read that for me? Nice and loud. Amen. Amen.
Romans 5:67. But while he was still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
Hold on, brother. While we were still weak. While we had no value for real, while we were yet sinners, while we, now listen, now this brother here, Brother Oates, I might, peradventure, I might die for you if you good enough, if you good enough. But if you are a shanker, a used car salesman, and I don't mean that in a bad way, you know, everybody you get into everybody, they asked me to die for you. Wait a minute, he ain't good enough for me to die for. But go ahead, brother.
While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die.
Lord have mercy. While we were yet without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. And that's the mediator. He died for the ungodly. Thanks, brother. Is everybody clear? Amen? Amen. What were the, let me say it like this. The promise of salvation, we were saved from the wrath of God by this mediator. We were saved also from the power of sin by this mediator. The old covenant could only show us our sin. And it could show us that we had no real power to stop sinning. But in the new covenant, there came power to actually say, no, I'm not going to do that. In the new covenant, by this new mediator who gave his own life. Because we talked last week about the high priest, he had to take blood in him with him when he went into the Holy of Holies. And he also had to be shod on his ankle with a rope in case something went wrong inside there. Because if something went wrong and he dropped dead, nobody else could get in there. They had to pull him out. Because if anybody went in there that wasn't supposed to be in there, you dead too. Now, listen. The interesting thing is that God was trying to show us the one who went in and the blood who went in with that one were really one and the same. He was trying to tell us that this mediator, this go-between that stands between God and man, he got to die himself. And his blood has to be spilled. And when his blood is spilled, that means that his power is pointing toward one somebody. And that one somebody is Jesus. Jesus, the one who saved me. That one somebody. That last high priest, that last mediator, he stepped through the door, died himself, gave his blood for you and for me. And listen, now when he did that, I wasn't worth nothing. He went on through anyway for me and for you. And listen, don't you ever let nobody tell you that even though you messed up, that you don't belong to God. Don't ever let nobody tell you that, because it is Christ that died. Yeah. Brother Phil, they say you're preaching to the choir. I'm really preaching to myself. Amen. Man, I'm shooting through this. I'm almost through. Be laughing at me, Audrey. Now listen, the high priest, the priest went in the court, sacrifice, went in the Holy of Holies. And this just went on and on and on and on and on. One would die, another would be put in place. You next? Yeah, I'm next. He dies, somebody else get in place. But I tell you what, Jesus didn't need to go into that temple to get things right. He skipped that baby and he went to heaven, into the throne room of God. This mediator gave his life and his blood to get to the throne room for you and for me. Nobody could dare stand in the presence of God. Isaiah 6, the ones who were created to be in his presence, they got to cover their eyes and cover their feet. But listen, this mediator, he went to heaven, to the throne room of God for you and I. Not only that, Lord Jesus, look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 6. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 6. God was giving all kind of signals in the Old Testament about what was coming. We're going to look at Daniel here in a minute. Ephesians 2, verse 4 and 6. Sister D, can you read that for me? You knew I was going to call on you, didn't you? Gotcha. Just a second, sister. You there? Trey, you there? Okay. Go ahead, sister. Wait a minute, brother. Not only did the ultimate or the final mediator step right into the throne room of God, but positionally, we are there too. Not only is the mediator there, but we are there because we are in Christ. If you look at Ephesians, it keeps reminding the same statement, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. That's why my salvation is secure, because it's what? In Christ. And Christ is in the heavenly places seated. So my situations can't overtake me. My house can't overtake me. My wife or divorce can't overtake me, because I'm seated in the heavenlies. I didn't say I was perfect yet. That's the job of sanctification. That's the job of the Spirit of God, to get me where I need to be. We read this last week. Let's read it again. Philippians 1:6. Brother Phil, I want you to read that. He was looking too. Philippians 1:6. That's a promise. Those are not just empty words. That's a promise. If whatever he starts, he'll finish. And if he says you belong in Christ, that's where you belong. Now, listen, pastor preached about preaching through Genesis. I'm anxious to get back to him on that. Noah, in this ark, God shut the door from the outside. I'm sure he wasn't good on the inside. Did you hear me? I'm sure he still had some problems on the inside, because he was still after who? Adam. He still had some problems on the inside, but he never got kicked out the boat. Did you hear me? He never got kicked out the boat. So don't tell me that I don't belong to God, because by that presentation or that, what they call it, precedent, God says, when I call you, I bring you in. Now, you weren't called according to your ability to perform. Yeah. You were called according to being in Christ. Yeah. You can't shake me. Yeah. You can't break me, yeah, because I'm in Christ. Yeah. Go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 34. Brother Ernest, I think it was one Wednesday night, was jacking us up, messing us up with this, the economy of God thing. And he kept talking about mountains and stones out of mountains. God was always trying to show us something. Where you going? The king saw an image, gold, silver, and it had all kind of metals all the way down to the feet. But something happened to this image. And we're going to read what happened to the image. Come on, Brother Dale. Daniel chapter 2, verse 34. Bible said, guys ought to always be ready. Amen. Hold on, Dale. The image was a image of the world government. World governments. Go ahead, brother.
And struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces.
Go ahead.
Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold all together were broken in pieces and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away so that not a trace of them could be found. But the stone that struck the image
was
a great mountain and filled the whole
earth. I'll be. No matter how big and how treacherous the world government's looking, the text says God got all that under control. And this stone that was cut out without hands, who was that? Was that the final mediator to come? I got control over all situations and all things. I don't care what life stage you in, I got control. Brother, sit down. Go ahead. I'm sorry. That stone is interesting. It said after it took care of this world government, blam, and it was powder and dust. It said that it became a mighty something, intimating the influence of that stone cut out without the hand was astronomical. It filled the whole earth. And listen, that's your God. That's your God. Don't be afraid. Listen, the only way we really grow up in Christ is that we have to go through some things. Maturity is not had on top of the mountain. The disciples said, Jesus, let's stay up here. You know, make a tabernacle, and we're going to stay up here. No, Sister Marilyn, we have to go down where we came from, so that we can get some growing up in this place. And listen, the closer you get to God, the less you worry about your situation, and the more you be concerned about staying linked in. Okay. God sure carried me through. Now, whatever you learned today, whatever you heard today, Sister D, I forgot to put in the disclaimer. You should not have come today if you wouldn't go obey. Amen. If you were worrying before Sister Elise, I'm not saying you was because you got the fist up. Well, you were holding the fist up, past tense. If you're worrying about something, that's not really trusting the one or the stone that was cut out without hands and it grew into a mighty influence. If bills or job got you scared, your perspective on God is skewed. He's much smaller than you really said that he is. Well, y'all, the final mediator, he has done a marvelous work. And the work he did is, I wasn't worthy of it. But that's what they call grace, isn't it? The grace of God. I was found in this mediator here, That's why my salvation is secure, because I'm found in this mediator. All you got to do is read Ephesians, and it just keeps saying, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. All right, Brother Phil. The final mediator, think about it.